Welcome, everyone. My name is Michelle Rodney Bartolis, and I am the System Principal of Equity for the Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board. I have been an administrator since 2001, started my administrative career in Toronto District School Board, and moved to Hamilton in 2008. The topic of my conversation today is Culturally Relevant and Responsive Pedagogy, or CRRP. As a Black administrator working in a predominantly white environment, some people may understand how that has its challenges, the least of which being everyone expecting you to be the expert on Black or racialized students. Constantly enduring stories about people who had a Black friend when they grew up or had a Black babysitter, and assuming that that makes them an expert on Black culture. Assumptions about my own experiences growing up, automatically assuming that because I came from Toronto that I had grown up there in one of the project areas and had made it out. So knowing really that people didn't have the intention of harming, but the impact was not always a positive one. I was fortunate enough, though, to grow up in a family who both my parents were educators and really able to teach us about code switching. They gave us rich cultural experiences, such as Black Youth Camp when we were growing up, going back to our native Trinidad, and also a lot of travel to the States to see relatives. And so we had a pretty broad experience of what our Black culture was. And so one of the things, knowing young and really trying to impart to my colleagues, that cultural experiences or Black culture is not a monolithic experience, right? Culture is fluid. And CRRP is one of the things that helps us understand that. Historically, educational institutions have perpetuated barriers for marginalized groups. Groups such as Black, racialized, Indigenous, Two-Spirit, and LGBTQIA plus students or students with special needs. And so unless we intentionally employ methods to remove these systemic barriers, these underserved and marginalized communities continue to experience educational outcomes that are not the same as their peers. There are many factors that impact student achievement, but in the 1990s, Gloria Lanson Billings coined the term culturally relevant pedagogy to address the growing body of research that highlighted the systemic inequities that were contributing to the underachievement of African American students. She maintained that cultural reference could be used as a vehicle for learning by having high expectations, cultural competence, and critical consciousness. You could use the cultural characteristics or the experiences and perspectives of ethnically diverse students as ways of teaching them more effectively. This was very different than a multicultural approach, which used diversity as on a superficial or more performative level, focusing mostly on festivals and food and clothing, all the while assuming that students have similar experiences within their cultures. CRRP aims to transform thinking about the different identities of students and change the educational trajectories of students by accepting that culture is fluid, not monolithic, and while building on the lived experiences of students to motivate and differentiate their learning. While exploring power and privilege to challenge oppression, educators and students engage in discussion and topics that may elicit feelings of discomfort and vulnerability, but they do that co-learning together. In this way of teaching, students and educators are both learning and contributing to a shared learning journey. That journey starts with everyone reflecting on their own identity and understanding how all the pieces of you, of how you see the world and you engage in learning, can make up the facets of your identity that have you engaging in your learning differently. Often we see facets of our identity as either deficits or assets. And educators often look at students through a deficit lens or an asset-based lens. When educators embrace an asset-based approach, they strive to offer programming that leverages the strengths and cultural diversity of students while ensuring safe and inclusive learning environments. By holding high expectations for students, we don't see students such as English language learners as those who don't know English. We see them through an asset-based lens and think of ways to leverage the mastery of their other language that they know in learning English skills. We keep their thinking level at a high level that matches the student's age and first language, even though their reading and writing skills may not match. We want students to gain cultural competence and value their own culture while learning about other cultures. Even though two students are Black, they may have very different cultural experiences, and so we rely on students and their families to help be the experts in the room. Critical consciousness is developed when we challenge students to question and analyze and critique the norms and values that shape our current society. We provide opportunities for students to use multiple critical literacy skills and digital competencies to solve authentic real-world problems occurring within their local and global communities. For example, we don't use the textbook question of graphing household pets, because there are a lot of assumptions there. Perhaps we graph rates of people experiencing housing issues in our town or our city, or maybe food insecurity, or how many fish are caught, or calories in overproduced food versus fresh food and their associated costs. CRRP is a paradigm shift in teaching, one that is focused on learning and teaching students how to think, not what to think. We unpack how we have been socialized and the effect that that has on us. We move from being a bystander to being an ally of students and help students see how they can initiate and organize an organized response to something going on in their community. Students engage in learning differently when they are given various opportunities. When we give students responsibility within the classroom, whether that's setting up the classroom, co-teaching, or co-creating learning goals and success criteria, they have a real stake in their education and engage in it differently. We might use different ways to enter into some of the instruction than we are used to, such as having students look at bias in choosing books that we choose to read to our classrooms. We might have our grade 6 parents work with our grade 3 parents on teaching them how to engage during EQAO. We may have our students work in groups in creating accessible play spaces for students of varying abilities within the class. Having diverse libraries is not enough. Students need to see themselves reflected in excellence throughout their schooling. Students need to see educators in their community and involved with them and their families. We need to engage the community to learn about the community. Educators and leaders have a real role to play. We are raising citizens that will be involved in a global community. In order for our students to be successful, they will need to have a critical competence and use critical consciousness to address society. Students always live up to our expectations, so educators have to check their biases and hold high expectations for all, not have unconscious bias that some students can't succeed. As lead learners in our buildings, we must model this behavior. Sometimes that involves correcting language by calling people out for using inappropriate language, or by inviting parents and community members in to lead learning for our educators. We're constantly sharing our learnings with the community through various platforms, and we can constantly set norms for fostering safe and inclusive learning environments and support our educators with the necessary resources. If we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. We know that students are a wonderful resource that we have in our education system. In fact, they're the best resource that we have. We know that narrow understandings of culture contribute to narrow conceptions of learning. By employing the three tenets of CRRP, cultural competence, critical consciousness, and high expectations, we allow our students to see and work with them to see that success is not making it out of the situation that they're in. It's about making their life and their community better. By raising their critical consciousness, they are able to come up with solutions to situations that are occurring around them. They're able to engage in their learning in different ways. What we need to do is give them the tools to do that. And as leaders, we need to support our educators in giving them those tools. And we need to model the behavior necessary. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.